This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. The Omicron COVID-19 is racing around the world. Reported in at least 89 countries, and governments are trying to take action. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's cabinet is scheduled to meet Monday as pressure grows on the government to slow the spread of the Omicron variant with a tightening of social restrictions before Christmas. The meeting comes as Britain's main nurses union warned of exhaustion and surging coronavirus cases among medical staff are pushing them to the breaking point. Royal College of Nursing Union Director Patricia Marcus told the BBC the situation over the next few weeks looked very bleak as growing absences from sickness and self-isolation hit hospitals struggling to clear a backlog of postponed procedures and treat normal winter sickness alongside COVID-19 cases. Britain has reported record levels of COVID-19 cases, with officials and ministers warning the full effects of the latest wave are yet to be seen. Vaccinated, about 1,000 protesters demonstrated against the government measures in Frankfurt, where police reported several arrests after some of the demonstrators clashed with police. Meanwhile, two U.S. senators have announced they have tested positive for COVID-19 as the country deals with another surge in cases and the emergence of the Omicron variant. In separate statements Sunday, Massachusetts' Elizabeth Warren and New Jersey's Cory Booker said they'd been fully vaccinated with two doses, and they also encouraged others to U.S. and federal officials are warning of an oncoming wave of COVID-19 infections fueled by the Omicron variant that could bring the highest level of cases yet seen in the pandemic for the United States. This is VOA News. Gabriel Boric, the leftist millennial who rose to prominence during Chile's anti-government protests, was elected as the South American nation's next president Sunday. With almost 99% of polling stations reporting, Boric won 56% of the vote, compared to 44% for his opponent, lawmaker José Antonio Kast. At age 35, Boric will become Chile's youngest modern president when he takes office in March, and only the second millennial to lead in Latin America after El Salvador's Nayib Bukele. Boric told Chileans he received his victory with humility and a tremendous sense of responsibility. He acknowledged the nation has an enormous challenge, and he pledged to be a president who cares for democracy and does not risk it, listens more than he speaks, seeks unity, and attends to the needs of the people daily. Boric was among several activists elected to Congress, the Chilean Congress, in 2014, after leading protests for higher quality education. He's vowed to bring an end to the neoliberal economic model left by General Augusto Pinochet's 1973-1990 dictatorship. He raised taxes on the super rich to expand social services, fight inequality, and boost protections of the environment. U.S.-based drug maker Moderna says recent laboratory tests show a third shot of its current COVID-19 vaccine is effective against the fast-spreading Omicron variant. In a statement Monday, the company said a half dose of the vaccine given as a booster increased antibody levels by 37 times, while a full dose of the vaccine, which is used in the full-dose regimen, boosted antibody levels over 80 times. Moderna's chief medical officer, Dr. Paul Burton, said the study, which has not yet been peer-reviewed, proves the company's vaccine is effective and extremely safe and will protect people through the coming holiday period and through those winter months, these winter months when we're going to see the most severe pressure of Omicron. U.S. federal health officials last month authorized both the Moderna and the other two-shot Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine to be used as booster shots for all adults. A Japanese billionaire returned to Earth Monday after a 12-day visit to the International Space Station. Fashion tycoon Yusuke Mizawa, his assistant Yozo Hirano, and Russian cosmonaut Alexander Mersurkin emerged from their Russian Soyuz spacecraft after a landing in the steppes of Kazakhstan. Mizawa reportedly paid more than $80 million for him and his assistant to become the first paying tourist to fly to the ISS in more than a decade. He said he plans to take eight people with him on a 2023 mission around the moon, operated by Elon Musk's SpaceX. Mizawa is the latest in a growing number of private citizens to fly into space as commercial firms, including SpaceX and Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin, ushering a new age of space travel for wealthy clients. You can find more on this story and other stories we're working on at our website, voanews.com. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer.